Welcome to our final teaching session, session 12 of Ascending Masters, segment 3. This is Joan. Elena, you want to say hello?
Hi, everyone.
Great. We are just so pleased to be presenting to you this final teaching session. I have no announcements other than our closing session will be in 2 weeks on October the 27th. We will have an open discussion. Bring your any questions or comments or anything you would like to discuss, and we will accommodate that. So let us begin. Welcome to our Ascending Masters Level 3 Session 12 gathering. You have prepared yourself well, and you are radiating in the most wonderful, illustrious crystalline light. Melena and I will now lead you into our crystal light temple. So if you will follow us in, the entire Council of 12 are waiting for our arrival. We will take our seat on the floor at the center of our meeting chamber. The entire rest of the council is standing in honor of what we have accomplished in this series of teachings. They are present to witness the final infusion that you, as the human creative counterpart of the council, will put in play. Please stand now, and I will lead you in reciting an upgraded version of Master Katumi's prayer. Take a deep breath. I am light. I am light, glowing light, radiating light, intensified light. My darkness is transmuted by the light that I am. This day, I am a focus of the central sun. Flowing through me is a crystal river, a living fountain of light that can never be qualified by human thought and feeling. I am an outpost of the divine. Such darkness that has used me is swallowed up by the mighty river of light, which I am. I am, I am, I am light. I live, I live, I live in light. I am light's fullest dimension. I am light's purest intention. I am light, 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 flooding the world everywhere I move, blessing, strengthening, and conveying the purpose of the element of love and unity consciousness. I am a creator of light, created in the image and similitude of my source. I am a creator of form within form. I am light, light, light. Please notice as you say this prayer what a difference your state of being is at this very moment. You are forever changed through all of these teachings and the guidance of our Council of 12, of which we are an integral part. I would like to turn this session now over to Milena to make the final presentation of the current light infusions that we will co-create together. Milena?
Hey. All right. Welcome, everyone. So surrounded by all of these magnificent beings of light who are here to support us in these final sessions, be aware of yourself seated together on the floor level of our temple of light. Let's greet and acknowledge one another as the ascended beings that we are. The frequencies are highly elevated in this hallowed chamber, so allow yourself to move into harmony and coherence with them. So today's transmissions will be offered in segments. Some of the segments will be brief, but do not be mistaken by the brevity of them that they're any less powerful than the longer ones. There's a lot of energetics that we will put in play today, and the frequencies will build as we move from one segment to the next. So throughout the years, we have participated in many service projects regarding the earth. In recent years, we have been asked to leave things undisturbed. With the blessings of the 12th dimensional elemental beings, the inner earth luminaries, and those beings of light who oversee the balance of earth, we have been given the honor of facilitating the next steps for the earth. While we could accomplish this from here in our crystalline temple of light, in recognition of our past service and contributions, we have been invited to complete this segment of our mission from within the crystalline core of the planet. So take a breath and we will begin. As our light temple starts to slowly spin, the environment surrounding us is changing. We are being infused and showered with beautiful streams of translucent light particles, each stream a different color and frequency. The spin is now increasing. And is increasing a bit more. Together, we will journey to the matrix in the center of the earth where we place the ascension template. We have not visited inner earth as a collective in some time. The various inner earth communities who were made aware that we would be passing through have gathered in support. Send hellos to those we have met and who have assisted us in the past. Arriving in the crystalline core of the earth, step out of the spinning vortex of light that transported us. we are greeted by the inner earth luminaries and many elemental beings. It is wonderful to reunite with these old friends and precious ones. Some years ago, we co-created with Yeshua and the Magdalene the massive love and unity template and placed it within the crystal, the Christed matrix. As you can see, it is still beautifully radiating into the consciousness and sacred heart of every human with the frequencies of cooperation, community, respect, collaboration, harmony, and peace. And if you will remember, the Love and Unity template was created in the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional frequency range. This has been maintained and kept in perfect balance for these ensuing years. With the Ascension template now seated here in the matrix, and as co-creators of both the Love and Unity template and the Ascension template, we have been asked to implement the next steps. With our collective intention, allow a stream of light frequencies from the Love and Unity template begin to interweave into the Ascension template. Next, with our collective intention, let us consciously direct a stream of light frequencies from the Ascension template, which has no limitations of any kind, dimensional or otherwise, to infuse the sixth, fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional frequencies of the Love and Unity template. Very slowly and precisely. This will initiate an enhancement and alteration of the dynamics of the Love and Unity template for the Earth and human consciousness. The inner Earth luminaries, along with the elemental kingdoms, will oversee the long-term regulation of this infusion. This infusion will also have a profound effect on the inner earth communities and the entire realms of the elementals. Also here, in the crystalline matrix of the Earth, is the aqua marine ray of light of the sacred feminine brought forth by the Shi that we placed in the 2022 Light Conference. So with your attention on that beautiful ray of light, consciously direct the light frequencies of the aqua marine ray, which is also infinite and limitless, to infuse the ascension template. With these refinements, we have provided another huge benefit to planet Earth and all who call her home. Before we take our leave, please convey your love and gratitude to the luminaries and all of the many iterations of elementals for all they do in service to Mother Earth and humanity. Returning to the vortex of light, we will be transported back to our crystalline light temple. As you settle and refocus, be pleased with the contributions we have made to the ascension process of Mother Earth and the numerous life forms that exist within the inner and surface worlds. Take a couple of centering breaths, and we will move into the next segment. As we sit here together, be aware of yourself in your lustrous golden garments of light. And also our beautiful collective. Follow your pathway of illumination from your multi-dimensional sacred heart to the golden vortex of the hyperquantum diamond and step inside. Each time you consciously travel along your pathway of illumination, it allows the pathway to strengthen and become even more illumined. In session 8, we received 3 layers of the 888 template. The first layer was activated as you received it, and a brilliant eruption of supreme golden light particles that were permanently enmeshed in your unified field. That activation forever altered your frequency to the purest essence of divine golden light, which you now emit with each breath you take and with every beat of your sacred heart. Place your focus on your now glorious golden unified field where the second iteration was placed. By bringing in the massive light configuration in session 10, completing the ascension template and placing it in the crystalline matrix, along with what you just facilitated, the second iteration of the golden 888 infinity template is now moving forward. In a brilliant flash of blazing golden light, the second iteration of the infinity symbol activates, filling all aspects of you with even more refined particles of light, increasing your golden essence to an even higher state. This activation will awaken a broader and deeper unveiling and remembering of your infinite and eternal soul, spirit, essence, and wisdom by dissolving deeper layers of the veil of forgetfulness. There are endless intricate layers to be discovered in each of these iterations. All three iterations of this massive 888 template are extremely powerful and will impact all previous iterations and everything you do in the future. Every activation creates a cascading sequence of changes in all aspects of you. Take a breath as the frequencies are flowing through your entire unified field. And remember to ground them in your Earth Star. And let us continue. In session 10, what we had previously thought would be the fifth triad was a huge configuration of light that is now connected to the apex of our hyperquantum diamond. It was described as a massive, transcendent, hyperluminous, hyperintelligent, hypercreative fusion of the most pristine quantum eternal light. That description is filled with frequencies and codes, but is only a shadow representation of the sheer magnitude of this immeasurable light configuration. The depth of it is truly undefinable and beyond physical description. After spending many hours over the past several weeks contemplating a simple but distinctive way to reference it, this is what I came up with. In these final two sessions, we will refer to it as the pinnacle. The pinnacle of diamond lean eternal light. It is the pinnacle of our pathway of illumination and of the ascension template and everything we have done that has brought us to this present moment. This pinnacle of light radiates and illuminates massive, infinite, and unlimited light frequencies, the extent of which are beyond anything we can imagine. There is, however, one brilliant stream that overlights all that we are currently capable of accessing and understanding about this pinnacle. And that is a massively immense, beyond luminous iteration of the diamond ray of light, which is the most refined and purest expression of light that exists from our creative realms of source. Within the fire and brilliance of the diamond ray exist all of the other rays of light in their highest iterations. So just what is a diamond? It is the ultimate prismatic crystal. Hence, the crystalline frequency and the descriptor of diamond lean. Nearly 10 years ago, we began with a crystal conference. In this alone, you can see our progression, and we have now come full circle. The council has asked that we clarify, so there is no confusion for anyone, that the pinnacle is not a place we go to. While all aspects of us are now continually being infused by it, we receive the ultra-powerful light frequencies from it within the golden vortex of our hyperquantum diamond. This fusion of creative light has no limitations and is beyond any concept of dimensional realms. It is eternal light. Take a breath. With your focus again of yourself, sitting within the center vortex of the golden rays of light in the hyperquantum diamond, we will continue. Take a couple of deep breaths. And prepare to open as you have never opened before. This next segment only came in the last 24 hours. And the extent of it was totally unexpected. So take another breath. Set your intention to remain conscious and aware. And listen carefully. Beyond the pinnacle of eternal light, there is a highly refined and long hoped for template of light. It is not actually a template, but that will be the reference we use. This template pulses at frequencies that we have never experienced before in any iteration. As the ascended light masters that we are, call forth the epic template of original intent. With your command, direct it to light up and activate through the matrix of the pinnacle of eternal light. Continue to breathe. This extraordinary and unprecedented template is being gifted in this sequence of time to reestablish the original intentions from the source of eternal light to this beautiful planet and humankind. The template of original intent is being gifted to Mother Earth now for her to prepare for her long overdue ascension. This template is pristine and vibrates at frequencies and in realms that are far beyond the confines of the earth plane to remain free of distortions and interference. This template contains infinite intentions and possibilities. One of the first being activated is to remove all vestiges of dualism from the earthly realm. Earth was created to function at 12th dimensional frequencies of light. It was not created, nor was it ever intended to be a planet of duality. Take deep breaths. Be very conscious and aware. From the center of the hyperdiamond, with the conscious knowledge and realization that you are the very first humans to experience this. Allow the frequencies from the template of original intent to flow through the pinnacle of eternal light and be received within the hyper diamond by your multi-dimensional Sacred Heart Center. Through your pathway of illumination, to your unified field, in every aspect of who you are. And breathe. When it has been determined that the time is appropriate, the template of original intent will then activate within the ascension template in the crystalline matrix of the earth. Continue taking deep breaths. And consider the implications of what we have just done. And that it has taken tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of years and countless lifetimes to accomplish. Take another conscious breath. And we will continue. This next segment may feel anticlimactic in light of what we have just set in motion, but it too is very important and significant. So refocus on the master being that you are within the golden vortex of the hyper diamond. With this unparalleled accomplishment, we are now prepared to activate the third level of the 888 Infinity Template. In the 888 session, what we received at that time was a holographic imprint of the third iteration of the infinity symbol and template. And that is because the third iteration is contained within the light of the pinnacle. So from the golden vortex of the diamond, place your attention once again on the pinnacle of eternal light. As the light being of mastery that you are, draw this massive iteration of the golden infinity template into view. Direct it to activate within the hyper-voluminous fusion of light of the pinnacle. With your intention, allow the super luminescent light particles of this iteration of the infinity template, along with the diamond ray of light, to be received by every aspect of your golden luminous essence and beingness. This third and final iteration of the 888 template is the mechanism that unites every frequency and aspect of your entire being, your soul, and your spirit to flow in harmony and resonance with the infinite and eternal creative light that we are. That was encoded in our original blueprint. The magnitude of all of these energetics we have experienced so far today has pushed us beyond what was ever thought possible. There is still one more important segment, but let's take a 2-minute break to just assimilate just a bit before we continue. 2 minutes. Is everyone ready? Take a couple of centering breaths. So with your conscious awareness, be within the golden vortex of our hyper quantum diamond. In the fullest expression of your golden presence, which has been elevated by several octaves today, again, call forth the golden essence of your soul and spirit. Some time ago, you placed a golden chalice at the base of your medulla oblongata, and there it will remain. There are, in fact, many iterations of the golden chalice. One iteration has always come forth with you, with each incarnation, and has been a part of the function of your Sacred Heart Center. Today, we are focusing on a different iteration that is within the massive fusion of eternal light of the pinnacle at the apex of the hyperdiamond. With the sacred authority of your magnificent soul and spirit, direct your uniquely exquisite and cherished golden chalice of the Grail to emerge from the depths of the diamond lean pinnacle of eternal light. Your chalice is gleaming and beautiful. It may present as very ornate or have a quiet elegance. It is as you designed it. Emblazoned somewhere on your chalice will be your ancient symbol that you discovered in the Crystal Grotto during our 2020 Light Conference. Your golden chalice symbolizes your ascended self and allows that aspect of you to come forward. Again, with your sacred authority, call forth your glorious and luminous ascended self to emerge from the depths of the eternal light of the pinnacle. Take a breath. This is what you have so diligently and tirelessly been working toward throughout eons of time. Your mystical chalice is filled with the golden elixir of your divine eternalness. Following the protocols of this ancient ritual, your illumined ascended self raises the golden chalice and with the ancient sound, Ephatha, pours the golden elixir of liquid light, anointing your entire beingness. By receiving this sacred anointing, you have achieved your divine ascension and reclaimed your gnosis. Breathe. You have fulfilled the true message of the Magdalene and Yeshua of Anthropos, which means becoming a divine human while still embodied. You are complete. Love and blessings, beloved ones.
Blessings, everyone. Our session is now complete.